We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Tfilas Arvis, Halacha Dalid, paragraph Chof Hey. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'al kein Iker Netilas Huarbo Aminim Heim B'Shas Ahalil. Based on everything we've been speaking about till now, you'll understand the significance of why the most important activity with the Dalid Minim is done during Halil specifically. Because as we explained in the previous paragraph, the Dalad Minim are an example of Tikkun HaTfila, Shehi Bechinas Halel, which is what Halel is all about, Shehem Klolius HaTfila, because Halel represents, it's a composite of all of Tfila. Ki Halel Hu Klolius HaTfila. V'chol hashirois v'tishbochos. Halel is a composite of all of our tefillos and all of the songs and praises of Hashem that Klal Yisrael speak. K'moy shapirish Rashi, as Rashi HaKodesh says on the pasuk, Asapra kol nefloisecha, I will speak of all of your wonders. Rashi HaKodesh says, ze halel. That's halel. Halel is kol nefloisecha. It's all of Hashem's wonders. Sheyesh boi leshovar, Halel discusses the great things that Hashem did for us in the past. Viyesh boi losid lavoi. And Halel also speaks about the wonderful good that Hashem is going to do for us in the future. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains. Kikol ho arbo aminim hein bechinas ho asabim hanefluim shemalaktim mitoich hasodo ho elyoina alidei tikkun hatfila kanal. Because as we explained in the previous paragraph, the Dalid Minim are symbolic of the grasses, all the beautiful grasses and plants and flowers that we pick in the heavenly field when we're preparing tfila through the tikkun of tfila. And now you'll understand why, even though we hold the Dalad Minim throughout Halel, but we shake them, we actually do an action with them at the Hoidu, in the paragraph of Hoidu, those four lines, Yomar no Yisrael, Yomar no Vesahanim, in the beginning and at the end. This is all tied into the tikkun, the perfection of tefillah that we're discussing. Whereby the main perfection of tefillah is when a Jew is zoicha to make one out of the entire tefillah. To such an extent where even when a person is at the end of their tefillah, they're at the last pasuk of Aleinu, of a shachris that went for an hour and a half, they're still at modani, they're still at matovo alecha. It's all one, they haven't let go at all. Shezeo b'chinas hoidu l'Hashem t'chilo v'soif. This is the concept in Halel, where we have a hodu in the beginning, and then we have a hodu all the way at the end, after mina meitzar, after ona Hashem hoshiano, ona Hashem atzlichano, baruch haba b'shem Hashem, all the way at the end, right before we say the final paragraph of Halel, we have another hodu l'Hashem kitov kolam chazo there twice. Ki afilu kishoimdem besoif, adayin oimdem betevo horishoina shehi hoidu. Because what this is teaching us, this is reminding us of this concept, that when it comes to tefillah, even when a person's at the end, he's still at the beginning. He's bringing it all together. He's making one out of it. Because keep in mind, when we praise Hashem, the most awesome praise that we can possibly say about Hashem is we say Hashem Echod. Hashem Echod Ushmo Echod. When we praise the Jewish people, at the holiest moment of the week, on Shabbos, at Mincha time, which is right, that's the top of the top of the top. What do we announce? Ato Echod, V'Shimcho Echod, Umi Kamcha Yisrael Goy Echod Bo'oretz. That Echod again, that oneness. That's Hashem, that's Kiddusha, that's spirituality. Spirituality is oneness. Husband and wife, Chavrusa, Klal Yisrael, all the different examples of it. And when we speak about Tefillah, Tefillah is Dveikus to Hashem. Tefillah has to be oneness, where it's all one. And Rabbeinu Zal, in fact, in one place on Likutei Moran, speaks about different levels of tefillah, and he speaks about a person that most regular people, when they're davening, you know, they're talking to Hashem, so it's Hashem and me, and all the other things that are going on at the time in the room that I'm in, the place that I'm in, or in my mind. So there could be all kinds of stuff going on, and it's also me and Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal says that one major level in tefillah is when a person can block out everything else. That there's nobody else in the room. There's nothing else going on in my mind at the time. It's just Hashem and me, period. That's a super, super high level of tefillah. Then Rabbeinu Zal says, but there's one level above that where it's no longer Hashem and me. It's only Hashem. I nullify myself to such a point where it's not me speaking to Hashem. I become so much a part of Hashem. Kaviyachol, it's Hashem speaking to Hashem, that kind of thing. It's Hashem, Shechin. The Gemara uses that expression, Shechina medaberes mitoich groinai, that by the great tzaddikim, when they would speak, Hashem was speaking via their throat. So there's a level of bitul, of becoming one with Hashem, where it's no longer me and Hashem even. It's only Hashem. I'm nothing. I almost don't exist, in a sense, on any physical level. Ki afilu kishoimdem basoif, adayin oimdem betevo harishen ishihoidu, ki kula yechodanal. Veshom ikra hanianuim shel halulav uminav. And that's why that's the main location where we shake the lulav and the hadassim and oras and everything, which are symbolic of all the neshamais of Klal Yisrael. Because keep in mind, there's a pasuk which we say even in the Haggadah on Pesach, Revova kitzemach hasod enesaticha. Hashem compares Bnei Yisrael to the vegetation of the field. So these, the lulav, hadassim, oras, those represent, as we mentioned in the previous paragraph, all the four different categories of Klal Yisrael, going from top to bottom. The Esrog is something that has good smell and good taste, representing the best Jews, the greatest tzaddikim, who are great in Torah and in mitzvos. Then you have the Hadassim and the Lulav. One has good smell, the other one has good taste, representing the medium Jews, who are good in one of the two areas, some Yidden that are great in mitzvahs, but they're not so strong, they don't spend that much time studying Torah, and some Jews that spend a lot of time studying Torah, but not that involved in mitzvahs. Then you have the Aravos, which represent the lowest of the low, Jews that have no taste, no smell, no Torah, no mitzvahs, and they're still Jews. They're still, and on Sukkot, we bring it, we make one out of the whole package. Person has to hold all four together. He's uniting them all, like the four, he realizes they're the four letters of Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. If you separate it, you're not Yotze. You know, it's mamish, it's a very important thing to keep it all together, not to have any chatzitz at a time, no ring, to make one out of all of Klal Yisrael, these Dalet Minim, which represent all of Klal Yisrael. Ki hanianuim hein bechinas rotzoi vashoiv. Because Rav Nosson Zal explains, what are we doing in the nianuim? We move the lulav out and back in each one of the directions, right? On the right side, out, in. Then on the left side, out, in. Up, down. You know, in each one, in front of us, out, in. Down, back up. Each time, which is the concept of Rotzoi Vashoiv that we spoke about before, which is the whole concept of when a person connects with Hashem, it involves a two-step cycle, going up and coming back down. The only time a person takes a one-way ticket, Chas V'Shalom, is when they die. Otherwise, the connection with Hashem is always Rotzoi Vashoiv, going up and being able to come back down and bring back down with you some of the high that you've gotten when you went up. Shema'oirin oir hadas shenimshach meirashimu shel habitul al yedei hanianuim ki yadua b'ksavim. Rav Nosson Zal says that the Arizal explains what we're doing when we're shaking the lulav in this way, in this outward and inward direction, is we're awakening the light of das which a person receives from the remainder of the beetle, the reshimu of a beetle. This is a term we've been using throughout here. When a person goes up and has this tremendous high-level connection with Hashem, when they're coming back down, they almost lose all of it, but they retain some of it. Just like when you have oil in a bottle, when you empty the bottle, there's still a film of oil on the sides. Here also, when a person experiences this high-level kesher with Hashem, even when it leaves the person, there's definitely a film that remains with the person, which if he adds Torah to that and Simcha, as we learned earlier, that gives him what he needs to continue his battle with the klipos and everything. Ki oyer harishimu shel abito nimsheches haydei b'chinas rotzi v'shoev kanal, because as we explained earlier, the light of the remainder of that beetle, a person draws it upon themselves when they have this rotzoi v'shoev, this up and down. V'alkein al yidei hanianuim shel aluluv, and therefore when a Jew is zeichet to perform this ceremony with the luluv, the rotzoi v'shoev, out and in all six directions, Ma'oirin oir harishimu azois, he turns on, he awakens that the light of that rishimu. Shal yidei ze ikar tikkun hatfila la'asos echad mikol hatfila, and this is what enables the person to have perfection of tefila, which, as we learned earlier, is making one out of the entire tefila. Shebeteva achroina adayin oimdem beteva rishoina, so that even when you're at the last word of the tefila, you're still at the beginning. This is the hoidu in the beginning. We start shaking the lulav at hoidu, and then we finish it at the final hoidu, the closing hoidu. And again, it just happens to be the same word, hoidu, hoidu, showing that it's oneness. It's all one. V'alkein shom menan im bohar b'aminim kanal. And that's why that's the location where we shake the lulav, to show that what one of our main goals in doing this is achieving this oneness out of the whole tefillah. Paragraph Chavov, v'zeh b'chinas simchas beis ha-sheva b'sukkos. Now you could understand why, out of all the holidays, on Sukkos specifically, there's this special event that took place in the Beis HaMikdash that we still commemorate today, which is Simchas Beis HaShoeva. V'alkein oz huzman simchasenu. And this is why this specific holiday, Sukkos, is called Zman Simchasenu. Ki ikar hamshochas meimei hadas mehirashimonal hual yidei hasimcha shehi kli lekabolas ha-Torah. Because as Rabbi Nizal explains in chapter 65 in the Kutiman over there, if a person wants to have a vessel into which they can hold on to, they can retain the light of the Rishimu from the Beetle, that vessel is Simcha. When a person is happy in a happy frame of mind, that gives them the ability to retain as much as they possibly can of what they got from that high connection to Hashem. In Likut Imran, Rabbein Azal explains it with psukim, with gemaras, with everything. Paragraph Chav Zayin, V'alkei noitlin harbo aminim bayodayim daika. And now you'll understand also the significance of holding these dalet minim in your hands. Why don't we put it on the table? Why don't we hang it on the wall? Ze bechinas v'chol echod mare be'etzboi daika. This is tied into a famous pasuk, where the pasuk says that there's going to come a time in the future when the tzaddikim are all going to be in a circle, and Hashem's going to be in the middle, and each one of the tzaddikim is going to point with his finger. That's the wording in the Gemara. And they're going to say, "Ze Hashem kivinu lo yeshenu." That's the Hashem that I was davening to. That's the Hashem that I was yearning for and everything that I believed in. This is the concept of that Torah that a person is zoicha to from the light of the shine of that beetle that he experiences when he has that big high aliyah. Shehu bechinas etzba elikim kemavur b'soif ha-toyronal. At the end of that chapter, chapter 65 in the Kut Imran, Rabbi Nizal shows there how what a person retains from that light of that beetle is referred to as Etzbelikim, the finger of Hashem. What, just like the Egyptians, when they saw Hashem's power, you know, in making the makos and everything, they said Etzbelikim who's there. When they saw that they couldn't mimic, they couldn't copy the kinim, the plague of lice and other things, they said that's Hashem's finger. Uboze onomarim goidel koichenu sheyeshlanu liYisrael am kodesh shepalnu aydei kedushas rosh hashanah yom kippurim shemichnas bitlanal. And by doing this, we show the incredible achievement that we, the holy Jewish nation, have accomplished through Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which represent bitul, as we learned earlier. On Yom Kippur, we become like angels. We're not eating, we're sleeping apart, all the different inuyim, where we're unplugging ourselves just about completely from the physical world. That's this concept of bitul. Hainu, Shepalnu, what we accomplished is Shaideze Zoichin Lechoizois Borach Biodenu Mamish Kavyochel, that we're able to grab hold of Hashem and to hold Hashem in our hands, Kavyochel. There's an old song, I got the whole world in my hands, Kavyochel. The Kimavura Bezoira Kodesh, this is the wording in the Zoira Kodesh, Shalidena Tila So Arba Minim, Onu Loikhen Oisaisbora Kavyochel, Ayin Shom. That when a person takes Ulekachtem Lochem Bayem Harishim, when you take those Dalet Minim in your hands, which correspond to the four letters of Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, you're holding Hashem in your hand, Kavyochel. Hainu. By us taking these Dalet Minim in our hands, we're drawing that light of the Rishimu, and we have the ability to make it physical in a sense, to make it tangible, to the point where it takes on a form, and it shows itself in these four Minim that are in our hands. As the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Hashem says to the Jewish people, Simeini kachosim alibech, place me as a seal on your hearts, kachosim al zoryacha, as a seal on your arms. This refers to the mitzvah of tefillin, the tefillin shel yad, which is worn keneged alev. But here also it's referring to this mitzvah of holding the dalet minim in your hands. And with this we saw the credible ability of Klal Yisrael. Hashem is way above every concept that any angel, even the Chayos and Srof and Ephanas Kodesh, can possibly conceive. Umikol haruchnis shel kol ha'ilamos. Hashem is above all the spirituality of all the heavenly worlds. Kiles machshava tfisa beklal, because the Zohar Kodesh says the human mind cannot comprehend Hashem whatsoever. V'Yisrael am Kodesh zoichin lahamshich lekusay beyadayim mamish al yedei netilas arba aminim. And still, Klal Yisrael has the ability, kavyochol, to hold Hashem in our hands by holding the dalet minim. When a person takes those Dalet Minim, the Zohar HaKodesh says, you're mamish holding Hashem with your hands. Ki oir his galus elukusoi maroimum venizgav moid. Because the light, Hashem's revealed light, is something that's very, very exalted, very high. Al kain yefsha lekabel afilu oir harishimu kimayde kelim rabim kanal. And therefore, it's impossible for us to even receive the slightest degree of Hashem's light without preparing vessels into which to receive that light. V'alkein tzrichin lishmores hazikorein moed. And this is why it's so important for a person to guard their memory, to remember lizkor oyer hoshim azos heitev kanal, to remember very, very well that even that shine, that glow that they retain from when they had that experience, that high-level connection with Hashem. V'alkein tzrichin l'shomroi u'l'kashroi. And therefore, a person has to hold on to it and bind it to himself, tie it to himself very tightly. Bebchinas choysam b'toy choysam. Like a person makes a seal within a seal, a knot with a double knot. Bebchinas simeni kachoysam alibecho, kachoysam alzreacha. This concept of choysam b'toy choysam, which is mentioned throughout the Torah in different places. One seal, a protective seal, within another seal. Ki azo kamoves ahava, as the pasuk says there, because Hashem's love for us and our love for Hashem is so powerful. Hainu sheho ahava vahishtoikikus likol bor insoiv hu chozok kol kach, because the love and the yearning that a Jewish soul has to connect with Hashem's infinite light is so powerful, to the point where the person can pass out from it. A person feels such an infatuation, such a deep love for Hashem, a yearning for Hashem, to the point where the person's soul leaves him. By connecting with such a high level light. Alkein tzrichin letzamsem ho'er bekama tzimtzumim v'kelim. And because that's not really what Hashem wants us to do, He doesn't want us to get blown away completely, He wants us to remain alive. Therefore, it's important for the person to constrict the light with all kinds of constrictions and kelim and vessels. Ulekasher oyer horoshimon al b'shnei chaysamos, and to bind that glow that person retains from that tremendous aliyah of closeness to Hashem, to bind it in a double seal. B'bchinas chaysam b'toy chaysam, shezeh b'bchinas shnei hachaysamos shanu oisken l'sakein me rosh hashana ad hoshana rabba kiyadua. This is what we know. The Zohar Kodesh Ne'ariz, I'll tell us, is what a Jew is involved in preparing from Rosh Hashanah through Hoshana Rabbah. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that on Rosh Hashanah three books are opened up. A book for tzaddikim, a book for beinonim, and a book for rishoim. The tzaddikim and the rishoim are signed and sealed on Rosh Hashanah. That's the wording of the Gemara. Hashem writes them in and seals them, seals their judgment, chotem, on Rosh Hashanah. The beinonim, Hashem gives them until Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, they have the Aseres Yimei Tshuva to try to bring themselves up, hopefully, to the level of tzaddikim, and to get into the chasima on Yom Kippur. So on Yom Kippur is when the 10-day tshuva period closes, and when everybody receives that first seal. Even those that didn't receive it on Rosh Hashanah, the Beinonim, we say the Chosmeinu in Ne'ilah, the Chosmeinu, you know, all the Chasoim, which we say in Yom Kippur. That's the first chosim. The Arizal shows that the second chosim takes place on Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshana Rabbah is like a second Yom Kippur. The Chazan puts on the kittel, Hoshana Rabbah. We say the long Yontif davening and the seven hakofos. All the Hoshana Rabbah is like a Yom Kippur davening, just about. A couple of hours there, you know. So therefore, that's this second chosim. That's this chosim b'toy chosim, where we're trying to lock up that light, that connection that we made with Hashem, that bitul that we experienced on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We're trying to lock it up, seal it real tightly. Ki mitchilo mesaknim choysam echod b'chinas choysam alibecho haynu shemekashron oiroshima b'toich liboy. Because at first we prepare one seal, which is the seal on the heart, which means we bind that light of the beetle that we experience, we try to bind it inside our hearts, to tie it up real tightly and to retain it. Ve'ein nimshach hadas kiim b'moyach, and the awareness of Hashem, the consciousness of Hashem, is only in the mind at that point. Adayin ein yoidim imenu yizborach. However, we don't really feel an understanding of Hashem yet. Ve'ein nimshach hadas kiim b'moyach. The das is only in the moyach. It's in theory, in a sense. It's Adain, exactly. Ki ikra hadas hu, kishenimshach hadas letoich halev. Because real das is not just when it's in theory, when it's up here in the brain, but when the person can take what they understand and bring it down into their heart, into the center of the emotions, where the battle of Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara is taking place. That's in the heart. Bebchinas, as the pasuk says, viodato hayom, you will understand today and you will communicate to your heart. You'll transmit that knowledge, what you know up here, into your heart, the seat of your emotions, to make sure you actually end up doing the right thing. Because very often these two are going to two different places. In a person's head, he knows exactly what the right thing to do is, but his heart is pulling in a different direction. And then it becomes a flip the coin. Which one he's going to favor? If he's going to favor the brain or the heart. But the real shleimus hadas is when a person zeicha viodato hayoim v'hashevoise levavecho. When the brain and the heart are locked up together and he transmits what he has in his brain, he communicates it to the heart. Kimavura b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal bekamo pomim. As Rabbeinu Zal explains in several different places in his forum. V'ze b'chinas choysam alev, b'chinas choysam alibecho. That's that seal on the heart. Aval afal pi shemekashrim oyer hoshimu balev, adayin choyshishin shelo yistalek oyer chas v'shalom legoidel oitzim gedulas oyroi. But even after a person has attached that light to his heart, he's still afraid of it flying away because it's such a holy item. It's such a spiritual item. Therefore, the person has to add another seal onto the first seal. The Pasuk in Shira mentions two seals, a double seal. We add an additional seal to the seal of the heart. We draw Hashem onto ourselves in our hands. We're able to hold on to Hashem by taking those dalet minim. That's the seal of the hands. To really hold on to lock into and retain, hold on to the light, that remaining light from that beetle. So that we will never forget Hashem, we'll never let go of Hashem. Paragraph Chavches. Vizeh b'chinas hoishan rabba. Now we'll understand this great, great holiday, Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. Ki anu oiskim b'tikun zeh kol yemei ha-sukkos, lahamshich oyer horishimu, ulekabel mishom ha-sukkos ha-toyra, ulesakines ha-tfila, al yidei mitzvah sukkah v'arbo aminim. Because as we explained earlier, throughout all the 7 days of sukkos, we're involved in this tikkun of trying to draw some of the light of that beetle that we experienced during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, to try to draw it onto ourselves and receive it in the form of understanding of Torah, and to try to perfect our tefillah. That's what we're doing throughout all 7 days of Sukkot. We're saying Hallel every single day of those 7 days. Hallel Sholem. And through the mitzvah of sukkah, also the sitting in the sukkah, which represents, symbolizes being in the embrace of Hashem kaviyochel, the chibuk of Hashem, and the arba minim, holding Hashem in our hands. Ubechol yoyim v'yoyim yishivas yimei sukkos nimshach aleinu oyer horashim v'akdoisha me'echot mi'ashiva royim. And throughout each one of the 7 days of sukkos, we're receiving a measure of that holy light via one of the seven leading tzaddikim of Klal Yisrael: Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aharon, Yosef, and David, the seven shepherds. Shaydeze nistakein v'nizgala oisamide sheloi satzadik shetikin aliyed bitol sheloi. And on each one of those 7 days, we're perfecting another one of the midos which that particular tzaddik perfected. Avraham is chesed, Yitzchak is yira, Yaakov tiferes, Moshe Rabbeinu netzach, you know, and so on and so forth. Dahainu b'yom rishon midas ha-chesed, shimidos ha-shel Avram, v'chein b'yom sheni v'yom shlishi, v'chulu, etc. K'moy shekosov b'kavonas, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal. Ad asher magin l'yom shvi, until we come to the climax, the seventh day of Sukkos, shehu b'b'chinas David, that corresponds to Dovid HaMelech, v'oz nishlam tikun ha-tfila. And that's when we achieve shleimus of perfection of tefillah. Shehi b'chinas David, which is David HaMelech, who said, Va'ani tefillah. That's what David HaMelech says in Tehillim. I am tefillah. He's the one who gave us the Sefer Tehillim, which is a matching set to the five books of the written Torah, corresponding to the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. David HaMelech gave us Chamisha Sforim of Tehillim, a tefillah for every line in the Torah, kavir, real shleimus ha-tefillah. Shezeh ikra tikun. That's the main tikun, the most important tikun is tikun ha-tefillah. Ki kol iskeinu hu l'sakinus ha-tefillah, lasois echad mikol ha-tefillah, kidei shenucha l'daber tefillois v'shirois v'sishbochois harbe. Because our main avoidah there is perfection of tefillah, which is to make one from all the tefillah, so that no matter how many tefillahs we're saying, pouring it on, shirois and shishpoches, everything, it's all still one. Sheze b'chinas David, shehu ne'im zmirois Yisrael. This is all the concept of David HaMelech, who is called the sweet singer of Klal Yisrael. Shekol ha-tfilois v'hashirois v'tishbochois ha-koel nikroim al shem David, whereby all the tfilois of Klal Yisrael are referred to as the tfilois of David ben Yishai. K'moy shom razal, as the Gemara says, u'kamavur b'soif ha-toiranal, al posuk v'yoymer boyaz el rus. And as Rabbein Azal explains in chapter 65 in Likut Yomran, the chapter that this halacha is based on, and explain the pasuk Vayomer Bo Yezal Rus, Sherus Hu Bechinas HaNefesh Shemimeno Yoytzim Dibure Atfila. Rabbein Azal shows there that Rus represents the soul from which come forth the words of Tfila. Vehevi Rayel Azeh, and Rabbein Azal brings a proof over there, Mima Shomer Azal, from what the Gemara says, Lomo Nikra Shmo Rus. Why was she called Rus? She yotze mimena David, she rivo lahakodesh baruch hu b'shirois v'tish bochois. Because from her would come forth David HaMelech, she rivo, who would fill Hashem who would, with tfilois, shirois, and tish bochois. The word Rus is a combination of rivo and shirois, the vov tof of shirois and tish bochois at the end. Nimtza, Shedovid who bechinas tikkunat tefillah now, so that David HaMelech, he represents perfection of tefillah, shleimus hatefillah. Ki David hu haroye hashvi, David HaMelech is the seventh shepherd. She'oz biyomov nigmar hatikun alal, and it was during his time that the tikkun hatefillah was completed. At shezocho lebitul kozeh, at shetikinos hatefillah bebechinas anal, dahainu sheyochel ases echad mikol hatefillah, where he achieved such a bitul and such a tikkun of tefillah that he was able to make one out of all of it. Shaydeze yochelam daber harbe tefillos v'shiros v'dish poskanal. Rabbein Azal shows us there that when a person is able to make one out of the tefillah, then he can daven thousands of tefillah. A person doesn't make one out of tefillah, then it feels like a lot. It feels like a lot. Another tefillah. But if each time he's davening, he's making one from the whole thing, it doesn't feel like a lot. It's all part of oneness. Valkein hoya David be'emes marbe betfilois veshirois v'tishbochois yoiser mikulam. And this is why the Torah tells us that David HaMelech davened to Hashem more than all the other tzaddikim. V'rivo l'akodesh baruch hu b'shir tishbochois. He filled Hashem. He satiated Hashem with shiros and tishbochois. Ki zocho l'tikin ha'tfilo sh'aydei ze yechoyin l'dabar harbe kanal. This is the concept of the holiday of Hoshana Rabba, which corresponds to Dovra Melech. It's on the seventh day. She'oz daiko nigmar hatikun. That's when the tikun of the Yomim Noroim is completed. Ki ikra tikun ubchinas tikun atfila. She'nistakin alidei tikun abitul kanal. She'zebchinas Dovid kanal. V'alkein oz b'Hoshana Rabba nigmar b'chinas tikun achoysim b'toy choysim. That's why on Hoshana Rabba is when we complete this double seal. Kios ubchinas David sha'al yodoi nigmar tikun kanal, because that's the day, David HaMelech's day, when this tikun is completed. V'alkein David daiko zocho limtzoi mokam abeis hamikdash. And this is why, out of all the great tzaddikim, the one who discovered the site of the Beis Hamikdash and purchased it and established it was David HaMelech. Ki bebeis hamikdash shom ikar tikun hatfila. Because the Beis Hamikdash is the place where we achieve the highest level of perfection of tefila. Kamay shekosov, as the pasuk says, ki veisi veis tefila yikorei lechol ha'amim. Hashem says, my house, the Beis Hamikdash, will be a Beis tefila. Ki kol hatfilois oilem derech shom. Because all the tefilois that Jews pray from all over the world, they all go up to heaven via the Beis Hamikdash. Everybody faces Israel, Yerushalayim, the Beis Hamikdash. And every single tefillah that any Jew davens anywhere in the world has to first go via the Beis Hamikdash before it goes up. Kishom hu beis kodshei kodoshim. That's where you have the Holy of Holies. Sheshom ikar shleimus habitul. That's where the highest level of bitul was achieved. Lifnai vilifnim. In the inner sanctum there, where the Kohen Gadol went there once a year on Yom Kippur and nullified himself completely to Hashem and erased all the sins of Klal Yisrael. Shezeh bechinas David. This is all the concept of Dovra Melech, who was zochet to tikkun hatfila b'shleimus. Interesting, this reminds me, my father-in-law, Rav Rosenfeld, once mentioned a chiddush, that we know that the malchus of Hashem and the malchus of Dovra Melech are one. Hashem says this in many, there are psukim, where it says Hashem and David, Hashem and malchus Moshiach, those are one. So the Arizal, I believe, brings a remez. In the words, Bayoim Hahu Yihyeh Hashem Echod Ushmo Echod, the last letters of Echod Ushmo Echod spell David. David HaMelech. He is part of this oneness of Hashem. He is part of this malchus of Hashem, which is echad u'shmo echad. You know, this ability to make one out of all the tefillah. Va'alkein ne'oirim b'leil Hoshana Rabbah. Now you'll understand also why we stay awake the night of Hoshana Rabbah. Rabbeinu Zal tells us that on Shavuos night, the most important thing is to stay awake all night. From the beginning of night till nates, you know, etc. On Hoshana Rabbah, we stay awake much longer than usual. Again, those people who are normal, we're not talking about these crazy Amerikanskis who stay up late every night. For them, every night is 12, 1, 2, etc. But for normal, great religious tzaddikim who go to sleep very early, usually, in the evening, because they want to be up for chatzos, so they want to be up for nates at worst, you know, that kind of thing. So for them, they're going to sleep early. So Hoshana Rabbah is one of those very rare exceptions where you start saying the Tikkun Leil Hoshana Rabbah after Maariv. And it takes about 4 or 5 hours to say it, depending on how fast you read. It could take anywhere from 3.5 to 7, you know, depending on how quick a person is. So a person is spending a large portion of Hoshana Rabbah night up, more so than usual. If a person finishes a tikkun, they can go to sleep. You know, whereas Shavuos, the main thing is staying up. Hoshana Rabbah, the main thing is to read the Tikkun Leil Hoshana Rabbah. Because as we explained earlier, we're involved in this tikkun throughout Sukkos. Laham shech oyer harishimu, to draw upon ourselves the light of the rishimu, the bitul, ulakabal misham hasugas hatoiro, lesakanas hatfila, aide mitzvah sukkah v'arbaminim. V'alkein ne'oren b'leil hoshana rabbah, this is why we stay up Hoshana Rabbah night. Ki oz tzrichin ligmoyer hatikun anal, because on Hoshana Rabbah is when we're completing the tikkun. Dahainu lahamshich ulakasher hetev oyer horashimu bilibeinu ubiyodeinu kanal, which is what we spoke about earlier, about drawing upon ourselves and binding to ourselves very tightly that light that we're retaining from the bitul that we experience, you know, throughout the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Alkein tzrichin lenadeid sheina me'einenu. This is why we have to keep sleep away from ourselves. Ki oyer harashimu nimsheches mebechinas his oyerus hashena kemavur leel inyan shofar shebechinas his oyerus hashena shal yodei mamshichin oyerashimu kanal. Because as we explained earlier, the bitul was a concept of sleep. When a person does the bitul, they close their eyes and they disconnect completely. And we said an example of bitul is when a person goes to sleep physically. That's when the body shuts down 99% and the neshama leaves, the soul goes up to heaven. So sleep is a form of bitul. And when you're coming back down from the bitul and you want to awaken the light, that oyer harishimu from the bitul, you have to wake up. We said on Rosh Hashanah that's done by the blowing of the shofar. Here again, that's the beginning. That's when we start the process of drawing the light of the reshimu of the beetle upon us. But when we wake up through the blowing of the shofar, Rav Nosson Zal explaining now that we complete that, we finalize it on Hoshana Rabbah by staying awake, by his oirus hashena, being up from sleep. Shal yodoi mamshichin oir harashimu. That's what allows us to draw upon ourselves that light that comes from the residue of that bitul. Va'achshav b'shas hagmar ha'choisim b'toychoisim Hoshana Rabbah. And therefore now, when we're completing the seal within a seal on Hoshana Rabbah, tzrichin lenadeid sheino legamri. We have to avoid sleep completely. Kidei lahamshich oir harashimu b'shleimus, to draw the light of that reshimu upon ourselves, you know, completely. Shehu b'chinas his oirus hashen, which is a concept of waking up from sleep. V'zeh ma shekosov b'zohar HaKadosh, b'hahu yoyma v'yoshov Yitzchok v'yachbor es b'eros hamayim. The Zohar HaKadosh says that on that day, Yitzchok Vino went and he dug wells of water. Ki b'rosh Hashanah al yedei habitul b'rotzi v'shoiv choifrim b'eros hamayim. That day is that Hahu Yom is referring to Rosh Hashanah. Because on Rosh Hashanah, by doing the bitul, by experiencing this bitul Hashem, this high-level connection with Hashem, and coming back down from it, we're digging wells. דהיינו שממשיכים מימי הדס והתוירו שנמשכס מאור השימו. We're drawing upon ourselves the waters of das. Das is always compared to water, which come from the light of the reshimu of the beetle. שזה בחינס שויפר. That's the שויפר בחינס קבולה סטורה, כמו we said. When you blow the שויפר on Rosh Hashanah, it's reminding us of the שויפר blowing on Har Sinai, when they receive the Torah from Hashem. So on Rosh Hashanah also, we're experiencing this receiving of the Torah. אבל עוז עדיין לא נסגל התורה בפועל. But on Rosh Hashanah, the Torah is not yet revealed in physical form, in a sense. Ki efshel sakim bepam echad kamavur leil barichas, because as we explained earlier, you can't do this tikkun in one shot. It's not fast food. It's not bim bam and you got it. It doesn't work that way. V'achshav b'hishan rabba shugmar tikkun. So therefore, now in Hashan Rabba, at the end of these 21 days of avodas Hashem, from Rosh Hashanah through Hoshan Rabba, or even from Rosh Chodesh Elul through Hoshan Rabba, the Mefarshim say, we say Hoshana, please help us. That word no refers to the 51 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul through Hoshana Rabbah. That's this Hoshana no, that no that we keep repeating over and over. V'yachshov bo Hoshana Rabbah shugmar atikun oz choizrin v'choifrin beir samayim. Therefore, now on Hoshana Rabbah, we repeat this process of digging those wells. Ki oz nimshochem meimi adas v'atoira b'poyal. On Hoshana Rabbah is when these waters of das, this Torah, we're able to draw it upon ourselves more physically, in a sense. At shezoichen la'asai simchas Torah. Until we go straight from Hoshana Rabbah into Shmini Atzera simchas Torah, when we're zoichen la'ashlim u'la'haschil ha'toira. When we finish the Torah, we complete the entire Torah on Shmini Atzeres, or Simchas Torah, and we start it up again right away. V'lesmoyach b'simchos, and that's the greatest day of joy of the year, Simchas Torah. Ki oz achar gmar hatikun al yidei mitzvah sanal, asher b'chodesh hakodesh hazeh, because now, when we're completing the tikkun that's accomplished by all the mitzvahs of this special month of Tishrei, from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei through Simchas Torah, Zeichin lahamshich bechinas kabolas hatoira b'shleimus b'poyal mamish. That's when we're zeichin to draw upon ourselves a real kabolas hatoira, mamish in a tangible way. Shezeh bechinas simchas toira. That's what simchas toira is all about. We still have more on this topic. In the next paragraph, he's going to explain what we do on Hoshana Rabbah night, what we read specifically on Hoshana Rabbah night, and why we do it exactly that way. And then he's going to clarify more the holiday of Simchas Torah. And then in paragraph Lamed Beis, he's going to go into the topic of traveling to Eretz Yisrael, coming to Eretz Yisrael, how that ties into all of this.